This is Stratford Community Radio.
We are your voice.
We are that local show. Sponsored by Specsavers. Stratford upon Avon.
Welcome along to that local show. This week we have something different. We have a nice interview with Alistair McGowan. Hello, Alistair.
Hello.
He's just come off stage from Evesham Arts Centre after one of his warm-up gigs to his tour. So how do you feel? All right?
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. It's great when you do some new bits. It's such a thrill when they work. The downside of that, of course, is when you do new bits and they don't work and you feel a bit of a panic.
Yeah, so what sort of dates and where are you going in the next few months for your tour?
I'm kind of going everywhere from Aberystwyth to Aberdeen and from Swansea to Swindon. But that's not very far, is it, from Swansea to Swindon?
No.
Aberystwyth to Aberdeen was really good because it had an alliterative bit and it's a long way. But I couldn't think of anywhere that's a long way between Swansea and that place. Peterborough and Portsmouth, I don't know. More or less anywhere that's, when the weather map comes up and you see the places picked out, most of them I'm going to on the tour between October the 7th and December the 17th.
Awesome. You've written a book, I hear.
Yes, a book about giving up football, and which I tried to do for a year. It's a comedy book, but it's like a self-help book, and it's also a vague autobiographical account of my friendship and relationship, working relationship, and otherwise with Ronnie Ancona.
Awesome, and that's available now?
That's available as of this week.
Awesome. In all good bookshops. moving on. I've got a question here from one of our listeners. Said, what brings you back to sort of stand-up comedy? You haven't done anything like for a few years.
No, well, when I did Cabaret in the West End, it was about a year ago, I was encouraged by the director to do a little bit of shtick with the audience, because I played this character called the MC, and he has the facility, if he wants, to talk to the audience, and very few people do it. And then a director just said, why don't you try doing some stuff with them? And I just loved it, and I thought, I should try and do some stand-up again. So at the back of my mind, I then started to put down some ideas, and I'd fallen out of love with doing voices, and then suddenly I started looking at voices again, and just, there's nothing like it when you get a new one. It's just such a thrill. It's like the best new toy in the world, so that's sort of why I went back to it. And also a lot of people, when I was doing those plays, would meet me afterwards and they'd go, we really enjoyed it, but when are you going to do some more voices? And in the end I thought, yeah, maybe that's what I should do.
Brilliant. And last question before we go, do you have a favourite sort of celebrity to impersonate? Do you have like a favourite voice?
Well, the favourite one is always the newest one, I suppose. So for a long time, I've always really enjoyed doing Gary Lineker, I think, because he's from Leicester, which isn't exactly round here, but I always enjoy doing Midlands people. And I always enjoy doing Frank Skinner as well. I don't know what it is about Frank. I think it's because, you know, I just grew up with lots of people like Frank and Adrian Childs as well, who's got that same sort of West Midlands thing. And then tonight, for the first time, I did Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, it's like, you know, it's not like the newest voice to do, but to say what I did and get away with it, I was really pleased, which is basically that every bloke... which is just basically that every bloke in any West Midlands town on any Friday and Saturday night after 11 o'clock says, like, Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay, brilliant, Alistair. Thank you very much for your time.
Get interactive with That Local Show now. Click thatlocalshow.co.uk.